want to give you a look at the top stories that we are working on for you. We're following breaking news, in fact, out of Baghdad. Five American security workers are being held in connection with the killing of an American contractor. The victim found bound and blindfolded last month inside the highly secured green zone. Well, among those held are Don Feeney, founder of CTU, which is Corporate Training Unlimited, and his son, also a company employee. The men have not been charged, but are being detained by Iraqi security. CTU is based in Fayetteville, North Carolina. After searching for several days, there are signs of that Air France flight that disappeared over the Atlantic on Monday. The Brazilian military says it found two bodies and some luggage from Flight 447. It's been confirmed that they were passengers aboard the plane that was en route from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. Searchers are now looking in an area about the size of Nebraska. After almost a week overseas, President Obama returns today to concentrate on a polarizing domestic issue, that being health care reform. He left Paris earlier today after months of insisting that he would leave the details up to Congress. Well, he's decided to take charge of a major push to have a health care reform bill drafted by fall.
Simply put, the status quo is broken. We cannot continue this way. If we do nothing, everyone's health care will be put in jeopardy. Within a decade, we'll spend $1 out of every $5 we earn on health care, and we'll keep getting less for our money. And that's why fixing what's wrong with our health care system is no longer a luxury we hope to achieve. It's a necessity we cannot postpone any longer.
During his election campaign last year, President Obama promised to provide health care for all Americans, and it's estimated about 45 million Americans are uninsured. The sale of Chrysler to Fiat is in the hands of the Supreme Court this morning. Three Indiana pension and construction funds have filed papers asking the High Court to block the deal. A federal appeals court in New York approved the sale on Friday, but gave opponents until tomorrow to appeal. Well, Chrysler wants to sell most of its assets to Fiat as part of its plan to emerge from bankruptcy. Well, three more children have died from that daycare center fire in Hermosillo, Mexico, and that brings the death toll now to 38. All of the kids were under the age of 5 years old. Now, the cause, that's still unknown, but investigators say the fire started in the warehouse next door. About two dozen children are hospitalized, many of them in critical condition, two being treated at Shriners Hospital in Sacramento.